Yael, today I've got a humdinger guaranteed to make your brain hurt. Ready?
I guess.
Okay, do you know what's on the other side of the universe?
Wait a minute. The universe has another side?
Well, there are two ways to think about that question. Either the universe ends, which means it's finite, or else it's infinite.
So if the universe is infinite, then it never ends, so it can't have an edge or another side.
Right, but what if the universe is finite, which it could be, according to Einstein?
You're joking, right?
Here's a hint. You know how the universe is expanding, so there are two options. Either the universe will keep expanding forever, which means space is infinite, or else at some point the universe will stop expanding because the pull of the objects it contains will cause it to start collapsing back on itself. That's what scientists mean when they say the universe might be finite. The way to picture it is like a piece of paper that gravity causes to fold back on itself to form a sphere.
So a finite universe is like a ball?
Well, like a ball's surface. A ball's surface has no edge, and if you're on it, you can't reach the surface's other side. Also, the surface of a ball is two-dimensional, and the universe is three-dimensional, which means you'd need a four-dimensional space to fully visualize a curved universe.
So the answer to what's on the other side of the universe is that the universe has no other side?
Exactly.
Wow, my brain does hurt.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denit Brown with help from Halden Cohn in astronomy. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.